Tyler?
Hey, yeah. So everyone can sit.
Okay, Shkaf for coming. Shusar of Hirsch, Shar of Leshem. Talmidim. Okay, I was asked to speak about Miut Sicha. I had a choice between Miut Sicha and Miut Shena, so I chose Miut Sicha. So we know that the mahus of a person, a ben Adam, is a medaber. Is a medaber, right? As opposed to Chai, Tzomeach, it's a Medaber. And the Maral says that's the Chibur between the Ruchni and the Gashmi. It's through Dibur, because Dibur is something that doesn't have Mamashus, but it comes from a physical friend, from your vocal cords. So it comes from something physical, but it comes out in a non-physical way. So the parts of the person are totally physical, the parts of the person that are totally not physical. And then the chibur between the Gashmi and the Ruchni is the dibur. Then that's the Nefesh Chaya, the Targum says Ruach Memalala. And that's the mahus of a man. That's why the Maral says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Ruchni v'yoyser, as the Rav Goldwich used to like to quote. And that's why he was a Kvat Peh, because he didn't have that balance between Ruchnis and Gashkus. He was so much in the Ruchni side of things. And that's what's pointed out in the Svarim. The Ojava has a whole piece on this, the Mishnah Bava Kama, that Mave is an Adam. So why is Mave Adam? Because the person, the Volbi has, and the Ojava has, because the person is a Mave, he's a Mavakej, he's a Medaber. That's the Mahus of a human being. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Adam la'omal yulod. The Gemara says, is it omal malachos, omal peh? It's the omal peh is the speech of Torah. That's what we hold, that the ikar of Torah is the peh. That's what the Avudraham Paskins brought in Shulchan Aruch, that if you write Divrei Torah, you don't make a berkas. If you write Divrei Torah, you do make a berkas haTorah. But if you mahari with Divrei Torah, it's machlokas, the mechaber, and the gra. Some say that you don't make a Birkas HaTorah, the Mechaber says, in writing Divrei Torah. But the Iker is Chaim Hi L'motzeim, L'motzi B'peh, that Torah is the Sikh of Torah, is the Sikh of Torah. And that's what Rav Goldwich Zatzal used to like to quote Rav Chaim Volozhina, that Shnaim She'yoshim Ve'im Be'neim Divrei Torah Harez Amoch of Leitzim. So he would always say over, this is the way he would say it over. He says, Moshe of Leitzim, he says, to me, Moshe of Leitzim is when you have a couple of people around the table with their feet on the table with beer bottles. That's a Moshe of Leitzim. Just Shnaim Sheyoshim Bein Beinayim Divrei Torah, that's, why is that a Moshe of Leitzim? So Rav Chaim Volozhina says, no, Shnaim Sheyoshim Bein Beinayim Divrei Torah means that they're learning, but there's no communication. No one wants to hear what the other person the other person has to say. So there's no dialogue. So that's the Moshe of Leitzim. Was Rav Huttner writes, the definition of Leitzonus is you take something chashuv and you mach choizik. You say, it's not important. It's something that really is important. So that your other friend, what he has to say is also important. But you don't want to hear it. You just want to hear what you have to say. So that's the Ein Beinayim. Oh, so this kinyan of Miut Sicha, the Tiferes Yisrael says, it means Dvarim Shel Mabakach. In other words, if you're spending so much time in Dvarim Shel Mabakach, so that's a chisaron in your Kenyan Torah, because you know, you're going to spend time on just some things that have no real significance, and you'll bevatel from Torah. So it's a Kenyan Torah to have a Miut Sicha. However, he writes, but Miut you should have, Miut Yofel Torah. In other words, a person, you know, can't say, you know, we don't find it in the Chazal, Tainus Dibur, per se. You know, people have this notion, no, that you should be speaking with your friends. You shouldn't say, oh, you know, some people, they can pass you by, they don't give you a Shalom Aleichem, they don't give you, no, there has to be a Miut Sich, there has to be, you shouldn't spend your whole day, you know, just schmoozing, but it's a healthy thing, like Rav Nata Greenblatt said to someone. It's also inyan to schmooze. That's also a healthy thing. But when the whole day is schmoozing, so then that. But it's a healthy thing. You know, sometimes some people don't even know the Chavrusa's name. You know, I always say this, after a certain time in the year, then it's already embarrassing to ask someone his name. So up to a certain time, you could still ask the guy his name. You know, the Rebbe to the Talmud or the guy sitting next to you in the base medrash. You shouldn't say, I don't bottle, so I don't meet sicha, so I don't talk to you. I don't, you know. You should say, hello, how are you? I didn't see you for a couple of days. How was Yontif? How was, you know? You should, it's a healthy thing. It's a good thing to you don't have to meet, you know, if you spend the whole Seder asking him about how the vacation was. That's and you don't have your Kenyan Torah, but a miyut you should have. It shouldn't be the rove, but a miyut sichi you should have. It's a healthy thing. You know, the Yerushalmi says that bekoshi hitiru to say good Shabbos. Bekoshi hitiru just to say good Shabbos. Because, so the Mefarshim and the Yerushalmi explain, because really on Shabbos we shouldn't speak at all. Shouldn't speak on Shabbos. Why? Why shouldn't we speak? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shavas on Shabbos. What does he mean Shavas on Shabbos? What does he do during the week? He created things through Amira. So his whole Shvisa was not to have that Amira on Shabbos. So therefore, his Shabbos. But we're not on that. You know, Rav Scheinberg Zatzal, he didn't speak on Shabbos. Only Divrei Torah, but he wouldn't speak on Shabbos. But if you take upon that thing that you're not holding by, that's also not a good thing. So you should speak on Shabbos. If I guess, schmooze a little bit, you have a mitzicha. It's a healthy thing. And we have to realize that sicha is the pasuk in Mishlei. Yesh botek emat kiros chorev v'loshon chachom imarpe. That a person's the words of a person could be like a sword. You can mamish ruin a person. You say one comment, the mamish. But loshon chacham marpe. But you could mamish mechazik a person. Rav Palm has in the Sefer Torah Melech this chesed of shmiya, this chesed of dibur. You know, it's not only giving tzedakah as a chesed. Just you hear someone out, you know, is a chesed. Or just talk, you know, to talk it out. Let him talk something out. That's a chesed. So we have the kinyanei Torah of miyat sicha. So sicha is the mahus of the adam, and we have to make sure that we use it in the proper way, in the proper proportions. But to go any way in the extreme in this manner is not to do too much sicha, or not to do any sicha, to say I don't bottle, that's also not good. So it has to have some of what the Tiferes Yisrael says, that, you know, that the miyat is good, miyat yafeh. So we have to realize we are human beings, and we shouldn't act like we're not human beings. You know, someone wrote a book, What's Wrong with Being Human? I saw it in Beagleizen on those. but that's the Yisod. The Adam is La'amal, is La'amal Peh, is the Torah. But you have to realize that the Rabbeinu Yonah says that your mouth is a klisharis. If you say things, and all the davening that comes in your mouth gets its kedusha, just like a mincha gets its, you put it on the klisharis, it gets its kedusha. So all the Torah that you have going through the mouth. But if you mechal the kedusha by saying improper things, so then the Torah that you learn subsequently, or the davening, doesn't have its potency, because it's not going to get the kedushas. It's not going to get the kedushas klicharis. That's what Yerushalmi says, that really there should have been two mouths, one for divrei chol and one for divrei kodesh. But then they saw if there are two mouths, it'll just multiply all the divrei chol and dvarim asurim. So we have one mouth. So Baruch Hashem, we have one mouth. We should use it in the proper proportion of the miyat sicha. Yes, miyat sicha. There has to be. You have to say hello to your chavrus. You have to know his name. You have to schmooze a little bit. You can't say I don't bottle. You have to. But if you're bottling the whole seder, that's no good. So that's the miyat sicha. That's the proper proportion. Adam la'omal yulad, and we should all be matzliach in using the gift of dibur in the proper way, in the proper proportions.